we're now going to turn things over to Christine James, who's in studio with two guests, Julie Caruso and Madeline Block, from the Pembroke Firehouse Food Pantry. Christine.
Well, that's right, Dan. I am here in studio with two guests. I have got a double shot today. Two lovely, hardworking, wonderful ladies from the Pembroke Firehouse Food Pantry. Thank you both for joining us today. We have Julie Caruso. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having us.
And Maddie Block. It's great. We've been having a nice conversation beforehand. Now, you folks have a good reputation because many people have heard of the Pembroke Firehouse Food Pantry. Very well run, very well stocked, and I know you work very hard to make sure that this happens.
Many people work very hard.
Absolutely. We hear just very good things about it. And I know that coming up, you've got a wonderful, your fall vendor craft fair. This isn't just a little tiny thing with a few vendors. This is over, 50 vendors, all kinds of items?
We've booked 54 vendors.
Wow. And that's Maddie that you're hearing over there. You folks have been working on putting this together for months now. It's not something that you just whipped together in the past couple of weeks.
Right. We start usually early summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will literally go on Facebook and just search for vendors, crafters, artisans.
Mm-hmm.
And ask them if they'd like to be part of the fair, and 99% of the time they say yes.
That's terrific, and it's coming up on this Saturday.
This Saturday.
10 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
If people haven't been there before, how do they find out where you are?
It is the Knights of Columbus up on Route 139 in Pembroke.
Okay.
It's up a little slight hill.
Sure, I think a lot of people know that. And when they talk about this all supports a great cause, tell us what role that the Pembroke Firehouse Food Pantry fills in the town of Pembroke, Maddie.
It just helps people put good food on their table. You know, a lot of people are struggling mm-hmm. financially, and we all know how much food costs.
Even more than it was before.
Yeah. So it just helps.
That's good. Now, I noticed, too, with this 7th Annual Fall Vendor Craft Fair, Julie, you've got some good prizes here. One of them I'm seeing, you can win front row tickets for the Irish Tenors, the 25th anniversary of Family Christmas. That's a pretty good prize. But that's just one of many.
Oh, we've got, for a silent auction, we've got a wonderful fire pit, a gas fire pit. We have got two lottery ticket wreaths.
Mm.
We've got gift certificates from all over Pembroke. We've got jewelry. We've got handcrafted things. We've got wreaths. It's amazing. Pembroke comes out 100% to support us.
Now, you know, it's interesting because I'm a fan. I watched that show, The Golden Bachelor, because it's a lot more low-key than the other craziness. All that other stuff is just too much for me. And I know that pickleball is a big thing now, and I see that one of the items is, at the place Pickles, you can win a private pickleball lesson that comes with a racket. This is going to be something I think a lot of people are interested in.
I hope so.
Absolutely. Now, typically, when you have one of these, when you have your event, typically how many people show up and what kind of reaction do you get?
Oh, I couldn't have never counted, but hundreds.
Hundreds.
It's just constant people coming in and out all day.
It's unbelievable. We have a reputation to uphold, and people come and they shop and
get a jump on your holiday shopping,
mm-hmm.
and get something for yourself.
Last year, there was a point where I thought, oh, do we have to, limit people coming in? Is there a body count limit?
That's good because they have great things, and it's all to benefit a terrific cause. Now, I know you're having your event, as I said, this Saturday, but your food house, your food pantry, you feed people year-round.
Yes.
So this can't be enough just to pay for all of that. Yeah. What do you need to keep you going, and don't be modest?
We'll take donations of any non-perishable food. Snacks is a big need right now. People give us gift cards. We get monetary donations. I have to tell you, the businesses in our town are amazing.
That's right. You were telling me specifically about a couple of places that always come through for you. It's nice to hear about that continuous generosity. Pembroke's known for that. They really help each other. Mm-hmm. They really do help each other out. Do you have a Facebook page where people can find out more about what you do and who you serve, Maddie?
The page is Soup Connection Pembroke Firehouse Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Facebook.
How long have you been involved with the pantry?
Well, more than 7 years, 7 or 8 years
okay.
now.
Julie,
about eight.
You're involved in a bunch of different groups, Julie. That
yes.
I know, because you do stuff with the vets.
I do the Pembroke Military Support Group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Probably 10 years. I really don't know how long I've been involved.
Now,
since it started.
Why do you ladies do it? Why do you do it?
I was an AM client.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I would come to the pantry, you know, every week and get what I needed. And after about 6 months, I'm like, you know, I got to give back. I can't just take. Mm-hmm. So I spoke to one of the directors, and she goes, absolutely, we could use your help.
That's terrific. So, that's great. Be part of that, Julie.
We make every effort to make people feel welcome. Mm-hmm. I was at the desk the first time Maddie came.
It's so humbling to walk through that door and ask for food. Mm-hmm. So humbling.
Mm-hmm. And our directors...
She pulled my hand and say, it's okay, you know, there's no shame here.
No. Our directors lead by example. Mm-hmm. Peg Struzik, Stacy Curtin, Jen Dow Walsh, they...
all have a big hearts.
They don't do anything, they ask us to do anything they wouldn't do for us. And they set the example.
Oh, that's wonderful. And if you're a Pembroke resident and you think, I know somebody who might need your services, or somebody, or maybe I need your services as a Pembroke resident, how do they find out, like, how do they find out when to come in and what they can do? How can they find out more about what you do?
We'll open Tuesdays.
From 11:30 to 2.
Mm-hmm. And Thursdays from 3 to 6:30. But the other thing we also have, Christine, is we have a seniors outreach program with the Council on Aging that they'll fill a wish list. I call it a wish list. And then one of our volunteers, Cheryl, goes in on Thursday morning and packs it up. The Council on Aging picks it up and delivers it to shut-ins.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
One more time, give me your Facebook page.
Soup Connection, Pembroke Firehouse Food Pantry.
That's terrific. And Julie, one more time, tell our listeners when your event is on Saturday and where.
It is this Saturday at the Knights of Columbus on Route 139, right near King's Collision. And it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I really hope everybody will come and support us.
This sounds like a blast. What a wonderful way to spend a little time on a Saturday, pick up some early Christmas gifts, maybe one for them, one for you, one for them. It's so easy to do that. Well, you're on a great mission, and I know you're going to do well, and we're going to put this up online, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome, Maddie Block, Julie Caruso from the Pembroke Firehouse Food Pantry. Thanks so much again.
Thank you.
Welcome. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD, sending it back to Dan McCready right here, WATD.